Well, hey guys, Jonathan Dore with you once again. It's been a little while since the last podcast, and it's because I've been travelling so much. I'm actually recording this from the 10th floor of the Hilton Hotel in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Just flew in from Washington last night. It's been an amazing few weeks. I've been in the US every 10 days for most of the last couple of months. So I fly in for 48 hours of speaking, and then I usually fly straight back to Australia and then back. This one's a bit longer. I'm away for a little bit longer at the moment, and I've been speaking in New Mexico, Washington. I've got 2,000 people to keynote for on Wednesday here in Minneapolis, and then I'm going to fly straight to New York. Then get up the next morning. I've got 2 days of speaking in New York, then back to Washington for one final keynote, and then home. So honestly, it's pretty awesome. It's, you know, there's often you gotta be careful what you wish for sometimes in life, because the travel's intense. There's a lot of suitcases and a lot of hotel rooms, and you know, there's some challenging aspects to it, but I'm very blessed, and I've been reflecting really in the last 48 hours just how awesome it is. And one of the things I often say on stage to people is, why should I be any different? You know, if I get to do work that helps people, that's interesting, that, you know, I get rewarded for, and I get to see this planet and meet so many great people, why should I have that life and other people shouldn't? So I guess that's a way of encouraging you to say, you know, we've all got these gifts, and you've got unique gifts and talents. And once you begin to really develop and use those in service of other people, then a lot of things begin to open up. So I'm just a big believer in that wherever you are listening to this, that I'm not genetically different to other people. Well, actually, technically I am, because we have different DNA, but you get the point. I'm not from another planet. I just have had, you know, certain life experiences and certain gifts, and by the grace of God and some work and some good people and opportunities, I've sort of put all that together and been able to grow what I do and reach people. And I just encourage you to realize that that capacity is within you in whatever space of life you're in, whatever work you're in. I don't think you have to settle for doing stuff that you really don't enjoy or don't like. So what I wanted to talk about just very quickly was two things that have been on my mind recently. I hope they're going to be useful to you. I want to talk about what I call your core architecture. Core architecture is kind of the underlying blueprint about how you see the world. It's an incredibly subtle thing, and we don't think about it often. Like, it's not like we go through each day asking ourselves, what is my core architecture? But I guess what I want to explain to you is it's a way of seeing yourself in the world, and how you view yourself and what you settle for and how you interact with people. And the first thing I want to say about this is it's a very subtle thing. It's something that we just think is how life is, or how we are, or how things turn out. But it's kind of like catching a shadow. If you begin to pay attention and ask yourself some good questions about, how am I showing up in the world? How am I? What sort of results am I getting? What are my relationships like? What things are happening? Now, there'll be a lot of good stuff in there, so it's not like saying, don't automatically assume that your architecture, your core architecture, is bad. But it's very much like a blueprint, and, you know, or software in a computer, that the computer will do whatever we want it to do, but it'll do it based on the software that's in there. So let me give you some examples. One example of core architecture would be victim architecture, which is something, and I'm going to be really honest, that has been a part of my life at different times. It's the kind of, woe is me, things are really tough, it's so hard, if only everybody knew what I came from. And you begin to filter life through this architecture. And then you sort of, you can still be successful, you can still have results, but there'll be areas of life that are not where you'd like them to be, because the underlying architecture could be victim architecture, or architecture like, I have to do everything for myself and no one will help me. It doesn't matter. Like, we'll all have a different one. You know, some of us will share certain architecture, but I just want you to start thinking about this. You know, I watched the documentary last night here in the hotel. Had a little break for dinner, and there was on ESPN, there was a documentary about Tommy Morrison. Tommy Morrison was a guy that was actually, you know, a heavyweight boxer. He appeared in the movie Rocky V. He was incredibly successful back in the 80s, and, you know, he was on track to become heavyweight champion. He had everything, but he completely imploded. He ended up with HIV. He was living a really risky lifestyle, got onto crystal meth, and just completely imploded. But what kept coming through this documentary was those closest to him, you know, people he was married to, and his promoters and family members, just sort of said that he had a complete inability to tell the truth. He was in major self-denial. Nothing was ever his fault, you know, and he felt he could talk his way out of anything and get whatever he wanted. And all I'm saying is that there was obviously an architecture at play there. Now, he'd come from a pretty difficult background. It's hard to know how that architecture emerged. But I wanted to share it with you because that architecture completely obliterated what could have been a very successful life. You know, he was in Hollywood, he was a boxer, he had connect, everything was there, but he completely imploded. So I just want you to pay attention and ask yourself some questions about your architecture. Just when you've got a quiet moment, think, you know, how do I see the world? How do I see people? Who do I think I really am? So I've been very challenged. I've been journaling a lot about, you know, how I show up in some of my core relationships and taking responsibility. I guess, you know, if you're familiar with the writings of, say, Marcus Aurelius and the Stoic tradition, you'd understand that taking responsibility, you know, owning what's happening in your life and how you're behaving and what you're choosing, that's a very powerful moment. And honestly, in our culture at the moment, it's not a very popular thing. It's very easy. If you look at our social media landscape and our news landscape, everything's about blame. Everything's about externalizing problems to other groups of people or systems. But we're not very good at going, you know, what am I doing? What have I contributed to this? How am I creating this problem? So friend, look at the architecture, ask yourself some questions, because if you can begin to challenge yourself, critique yourself a little bit, and then come into a stronger architecture, that can be very powerful for you. Now, the only other thing I wanted to say is, the other thing that's been on my heart is around encouragement. I just, maybe it's because I'm traveling and speaking so much. I meet, you know, I'll do a keynote and I just get up there and I just go for it. And I want to encourage people. And, you know, I have all these component parts of different seminars and keynotes that I do, but all of it is about encouraging people to step into the work that they're doing and step into their lives. My natural DNA, my charism is around encouragement. I think encouragement is an incredibly powerful thing. I want to offer it to you today. As a discipline, I want you to think about, are you encouraging people? Do you do it often in your work, in your family? Just, and it's so simple. I put out something on social media the other day where I said, look, it's carbon neutral and it's free. You know, it doesn't cost us anything. So encouragement needs to be a cornerstone of a successful life. Do you encourage people? Do you encourage your spouse or your partner? Do you encourage your kids? Do you encourage people you work with? It's really simple just to say, hey, really good job yesterday. You know, when you go to that presentation, it was excellent. Or your kids have done something great and say, hey, I just want to say that was awesome. I was so proud of you when you did that. Encourage people. It's just, this is not profound. If you're hearing this going, that's it, Jonathan, you just want us to encourage people? Yes. If you do it, it really changes things. And it can often really change people's lives. I mean, I got an email last night from somebody I was talking to recently, and they had this dream. They wanted to travel to another country. They'd been there before, but they felt that they were being, you know, kind of led to working in this other country. And you know, they were telling me that they thought they were crazy and their friends thought they were crazy. And I just encouraged them. I said, hey, if this is on your heart, and, you know, if it's not going to damage relationships, and if it's going to lead to growth and challenge and life and helping people and growing you and bringing more abundance into your life, I said, hey, be encouraged. You know, this thing isn't there by accident. This desire hasn't appeared for no reason. And they were just blown away. They sent me this long email last night where they were really touched. So don't underestimate how your encouragement can really shift someone's life. All right, that's it from me. I'm going to do a lot of work today in the hotel. I've got to prep these keynotes. So if you would like me to come and speak at your business, your event, you know, in a corporate setting, in an organizational setting, we can shape a message around encouraging people and systems and getting people to grow. So I'm Jonathan Doyle. I hope this is a blessing to you and I'd love you to share it with people. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at jonathan_doyle.co.co and hopefully reach out, say hi, and I'll get to meet you in person at some point going forward. But for now, encourage people, check out your architecture, and I'll have another podcast for you very soon.